Good evening. I'm Marco Rubio.
Good evening. I'm a war cocksucking piece of shit. And I'm especially honored to be addressing our war criminals serving war profiteers and bankster crooks in empire posts around the world. You may be thousands of miles away, but you'll always be cheap cannon fodder. But America is exceptional because we believe that every prisoner on death row is precious, and that every Christian everywhere has a God-given right to cram their religion as far as the corporate media will take them. This opportunity to suck the middle class dry or beyond, no matter how many millions you start out with in life, it isn't bestowed on us from regulations from Washington. It comes from predatory free economy, where billionaires can risk other people's money to buy politicians. Presidents in both parties, from John F. Kennedy to Ronald Reagan, have known that the predatory capitalist economy is the source of the middle class poverty. But President Obama, he, and 86% of the population, believes it's the cause of our problems. That the Greater Depression happened because our government didn't jail enough, regulate enough, or investigate enough. And therefore, as you heard tonight, his solution to virtually every problem we face is for Washington to jail more, regulate more, and investigate more. This idea that our problems were caused by a government that was too small, it's true. In fact, a major cause of the Greater Depression was a housing crisis created by bankster crooks and their bought politicians. And the idea that more banking regulations and more government oversight is the best way to help the hard-working middle-class taxpayers, that it's an old idea that's worked every time the banks caused a depression. More billionaires aren't going to help you get ahead. They'll continue to hold you back. More billionaires aren't going to create more opportunities. They'll continue to limit them. And more regulations on bankster crooks isn't going to prevent predatory capitalist exploitation, new bubbles, and new privatization scams. It's going to create certainty. Because better government breeds fair rules and laws that billionaires don't wish to follow. Because better government raises taxes on billionaires who then pay their fair share and reduce costs to employees through less hours, more pay, and even vacation time. And because many government programs that claim to help the middle class often end up hurting billionaires' profit as well. For example, Heritage Care was supposed to help the middle-class Americans afford private health insurance. But now, some insurance companies are screwing the working class even more. And because Heritage Care created expensive private health insurance requirements for corporations with more than 30 employees, now many of these corporations are skirting. Not only that, they're being forced to evade taxes in offshore tax havens and ship jobs overseas. Now, does this mean there's no role for government? Of course not. It plays a crucial part in having the Pentecost suck us dry, enforcing rules only on the lower classes, and providing cover for the bankster crooks. But government's role is wisely limited by a 200-year-old goddamn piece of paper. And it can't play its essential role when it's bought and paid for by billionaires. There are valid reasons for billionaires and corporate criminals to be concerned about the president's plan to fix our government. But any time billionaires and corporate criminals oppose the president's agenda, he, and 86% of the population, usually respond by factually pointing out their motives. When us billionaires and corporate criminals point out that no matter how many pollution-killing laws we pass, our pollution can't control the weather, he and 86% of the population accuses us of wanting dirty water and dirty air. When us billionaires and corporate criminals suggest we strengthen your safety net programs by giving corporate criminals more flexibility to privatize and strip them bare, he and 86% of the population accuses us of wanting to leave the elderly and disabled to fend for themselves. And tonight, he even criticized us for refusing to raise taxes to delay the minuscule military cuts. Cuts that were both parties' idea in the first place. But his, and 99% of the population's, favorite factual point of all is that those who don't agree with him, and 99% of the population, that we only care about billionaires, corporate criminals, bankster crooks, and war profiteers. Mr. President, I still live in the same working class neighborhood I grew up in. My neighbors aren't millionaires. They're retirees who depend on Social Security and Medicare. They're workers who have to get up early tomorrow morning to go to work to pay the bills. They're immigrants who came here because they were stuck in poverty in countries where the predatory capitalists, through the IMF and World Bank, decimated the economy. But I don't give a fuck about them. They're only a stage prop. I only care about the Koch brothers. The tax increases and the deficit spending you and 99% of the population propose will hurt billionaires, corporate criminals, bankster crooks, and war profiteers. It'll cost them their bonuses. It'll cost them their offshore tax shelters. It may even cost them their seventh home. And it will hurt predatory capitalists because it does nothing to gut Medicare and Social Security. So, Mr. President, I oppose your and 99% of the population's plans because I want to protect the rich. I oppose your and 99% of the population's plans because I want to protect my sugar daddies. Lazy billionaires don't need us to come up with a plan to fix the government. They want a plan to grow their already obscene wealth. Taxing the rich is the best way to help the middle class. Unfortunately, our economy actually shrank during the last 3 months of 2012. But if we can tax the rich just 4% a year and end tax subsidies for offshoring jobs, it would create millions of middle class jobs. And it could reduce our deficits by almost $4 trillion over the next decade. Tax increases on the rich will do this. Ending tax subsidies for offshoring jobs will create private sector jobs. And greatly shrinking the huge, bloated, fucking Pentagon budget will lower the deficit by far more than $4 trillion. That's why I hope the president and 99% of the population will continue raising taxes on the rich and tell us to go fuck ourselves to achieve income equality. One of the best ways to encourage growth is through renewable energy. Of course, solar and wind energy should be all we concentrate on, like Germany is doing, with great success. But God also blessed billionaires and corporate criminals with filthy, dirty coal, oil, and fracking gas. Instead of wasting more taxpayer money on fossil fuel corporate criminals like Exxon, let's build more wind and solar farms on federal lands for safe and renewable energy. And let's reform our energy regulations so that those responsible for polluting our land, air, and water pay for cleaning up the mess they've created for profit. If we can grow our clean, renewable energy industry, it'll make us energy independent. It'll create middle-class jobs, and ending tax subsidies for offshoring jobs will help bring manufacturing back from places like China. Simplifying our tax code, like a capital gains, offshoring, tax haven, estate, and stock transaction tax, will also help the middle class because it'll make it easier for small businesses to hire and grow. And we disagree with the president that we should lower our corporate tax rate, which is one of the lowest in the world, the lowest it's been here in 60 years, and ending tax subsidies for offshoring jobs so that the corporate criminals will start bringing their money and jobs back here from overseas. We can also help our economy grow if we have a legal immigration system that allows us to exploit and use the world's poorest and most powerless for backbreaking labor. We need a responsible, permanent solution to the problem of those who are here illegally doing our dirty work while they pay far more in regressive taxes than they get back. But first, we must follow through on the broken promises of the past to go after the corporate criminals that hire them while immigration authorities look the other way and enforce our laws on those corporate criminals. Helping all classes of people grow will also require an education system that gives people the knowledge to question authority, to think for themselves, and be much more engaged in challenging today's politicians, media whores, and other con men. We need to incentivize local school districts to offer more advanced critical thinking courses and more fine arts and other time-honored ways to teach people how to think for themselves. We need to give all parents, especially the parents of children with special needs, the opportunity to send their children to the public school of their choice. Because private tuition costs have grown so fast, we need to change the way we pay for higher education. I believe in federal financial aid. I couldn't have gone to college without it. But it's not just about spending more money on these programs. It's also about strengthening and modernizing public universities. A 21st century populace should not be forced to accept 19th century education solutions. Today's students aren't only 18-year-olds. They're returning war criminals. They're single parents who are forced to get the re-education they need to be a mindless worker drone. And they're workers who we have offshored their jobs that without ending offshore tax subsidies are never coming back and so need to be retrained. We need student aid that does not fund private for-profit institutions. When I finished school, I owed over $100,000 in student loans, a debt I paid off a few months ago. Today, many graduates face massive student debt. We must end predatory loans and funding private for-profit institutions and make a free public university education a right for everyone. All these measures are key to helping the economy grow. But we won't be able to sustain a vibrant middle class unless we solve our debt problem. A debt problem we created by endless war and tax cuts for the rich. Every dollar our government borrows is money that isn't being invested to create jobs. And the uncertainty created by the debt is one tiny reason why many corporate criminals aren't hiring. The major reason is tax subsidies for offshoring jobs. The president and 86% of the population loves to truthfully blame the debt on President Bush. But President Obama created more debt in 4 years than his predecessor did in 8. Never mind Bush started with a huge surplus and ended with the biggest deficit in history with tax cuts for the rich and wars based on lies. The real cause of our debt is tax cuts for the rich and endless wars. That's why we need the rich to start paying their fair share and end endless wars. The biggest obstacles to balancing the budget are tax cuts for the rich and endless wars. One of these parasites, the Pentagon, is especially important to me. It provided me with the funds I needed to battle truth and ultimately sell my soul to war criminals. And it pays for the ads I run now. I would never support any changes to the Pentagon that would hurt war criminal hacks like me. But anyone who is in favor of leaving the Pentagon exactly the way it is right now is in favor of bankrupting us. Republicans have offered a detailed, incredible plan to help save the Pentagon without hurting today's war criminals. Instead of playing politics with the Pentecont, when is the president and 86% of the population going to offer our plan to shrink it? Now would be a good time for us to do it. Of course, we face other challenges as well. Us gun nuts were pretending to be all heartbroken by the recent tragedy in Connecticut. We must effectively not deal with the rise of gun violence in our country. By unconstitutionally undermining the First, Fourth, Fifth, and 12th Amendment rights of law-abiding Americans while distracting us with only the Second is not the way to do it. On foreign policy, America has become a global bully, despised and hated by virtually every nation on earth except Israel, which pretends to love us while we go bankrupt fighting their wars for them. The world is a hellhole when America pretends to be the strongest empire on earth. But we can't remain imperialists if we allow the Pentecont to suck us dry. In the short time I've been here in Washington, nothing has frustrated me more than real choices like the ones the president and 86% of the population laid out tonight. The choice isn't just between big government or corporate criminals, bankster crooks, and the Pentecont. What we need is an accountable, efficient, and effective government that forces the rich to pay their fair share, jails the banksters, and greatly shrinks the Pentecont. We don't have to raise taxes to avoid the bankster crooks' devastating cuts to the lower classes. Republicans have passed a plan that replaces these cuts with even more devastating cuts to the lower classes. In order to balance the budget, the choice doesn't have to be either higher taxes or dramatic benefit cuts for those in need. Instead, we should grow the economy by bringing back fair taxation to rich taxpayers, not regressive taxes, and so the working class can afford to have a decent living wage, and so there'll be less who truly cannot help themselves. And the truth is, most problems can be solved by fixing the government. Many are caused by the moral breakdown from bankster crooks, war profiteers, and corporate criminals. And the answers to those challenges lie primarily in fair taxation, ending endless wars, and jailing the banksters, not cramming religion down our throats as a distraction. Despite our tiny differences, I know that both Republicans and Democrats hate America. I pray we can come together to save the rich, because the choices before us could not be more important to our offshore profits. If we can get our economy healthy again, our children will still have to deal with global warming. And since we didn't deal with global warming, we'll forever be known as the generation responsible for the Earth's decline. At a time when one showdown after another ends in short-term deals that do little to nothing about our real problems, some are starting to believe that our government leaders just can't or won't make the right choices anymore. But our strength has never come from billionaires or corporate criminals or warmongers. It's always come from the working class, a people fooled by the false implanted rich Jedi mindfuck that, if you have a dream and you're willing to work hard, nothing should be impossible. Americans have always been fooled and exploited by those who succeed, but it's the dreams of those who are still dumb enough to be fooled by it that sets our nation apart. Tonight, all across this land, parents will hold their newborn children in their arms for the first time. For many of these parents, life has not gone the way they had planned, because me and my sugar daddies have stolen their futures. Maybe they were forced into exploitation they found difficult to escape. Maybe they've been used by me and my sugar daddies along the way. Maybe they're young mothers all alone, the father of their child long gone, imprisoned in our for-profit private prisons, which contracts stipulate must be kept full, while the bankster crooks who own them go unpunished. But tonight, when they look into the eyes of their child for the first time, their lives will change forever, because in those eyes, they will see what my parents saw in me and what your parents saw in you. They will see all the hopes and dreams they once had for themselves fading into the horror of global climate change that me and my sugar daddies brought about. This dream of a better life for their children is the hope of parents everywhere. Billionaires and their stooge politicians here and throughout the world have long promised that more billionaires can make those dreams come true. But we Americans have always known better. From our earliest days, we embrace liberty from economic terrorism instead. But because the rich have taken over, America has become one of the few places on earth where almost all other nations look at with shame. Each time our nation has faced great challenges, what has kept us together was the rich being forced to pay their fair share. Now, let that hope bring us together again to solve the challenges of our time and write the next chapter in the old story of the greatest empire man had ever known.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
May God bless all of you.
May God damn all of you.
May God bless our president.
And may God damn our president.
And may God continue to bless the United States of America.
And may God continue to punish the Empire of America. Truth in advertising. What the fucking slimy weasel saying is actually exact opposite of what he means. I've supplied what he really means. News is what people want to keep hidden. Everything else is publicity.
News is what people want to keep hidden. Everything else is publicity.